This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, please get involved in the conversation. I don't care whether you do it on the website, you do it on the Facebook page. You can head up to the website. That's therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll up there. There's a bunch of stuff you can do up there. There's smarter people than I in the chat room there. But I got so much. General Paul Valley, retired general, will join us after the break. And we're just going to discuss some of the things that are going on in the Middle East for real. I'm so tired of these guys covering up, you know, mainstream media covering everything up. And the general's been going back there. He knows the leader of Egypt. He knows the leader of Turkey. He knows several leaders in Russia. And I won't say he doesn't like know Putin, but he's been with several of the prime minister and others up there, in there, over there, whatever. But the man is in it on a regular basis. He's there once a month. So I look at that stuff and I just go, okay, you know what? He's got to have a clue. If he's running around there, he's allowed to be in there, then, you know, he must have a clue. All right, I got a lot that I want to get through this hour. And we're going to talk about Valerie Jarrett and how she's defending Susan Rice and says that we should actually thank her. I don't know how much crack you have to smoke to come up with that. I just don't know. And then a group of parents at the school is forcing kids to convert to Islam, and the mama bears have been coming out in force. Also, a Florida teacher fired over racist, sexist, white privilege survey that she gave to her sixth graders. What are the questions that this is? Hello, this is sixth graders. A friend invites you to a gay bar, is how it starts. Gay or not? Why would you even invite a sixth grader to a bar? I don't care if it's just a question. Why would you do it? What sense does it make? And then there's, let's see, what else we got? Oh, no, I already did that one. The Chick-fil-A one was great. At least I think it was great. All right, we'll start off with Valerie Jarrett, because that's the perfect one here. So she, they now are referring to her as Barack Obama's housemate, Valerie Jarrett. She just came out in defense of Susan Rice and has a message for all y'all. And Jarrett thinks that you should thank her for the time, for her time in service and what she's done for the American people. Well, now what is it? Now you get thanked for screwing the American people, for lying to the American people? You gotta, if you read this, you're gonna choke. Rice is in huge trouble right now. I mean, you're going to see this thing. You know, it's funny because I talked to some of my friends on the left. They don't see that. Well, I don't know if I'll call them friends anymore. I don't think they call me a friend anymore, that's for sure. They're defending her. is saying this is all of this. Isn't it funny that when the left gets in trouble, when something happens to somebody on the left, it's all a distraction. It's never true. Rice has been caught in a dozen lies, including this one. And you can't believe, if you think that Rice did all this alone, you need help. Because there's no way she pulled this off by herself. There's no way she pulled this off without the president himself or people very close to the president knowing this was going on. At least that's how I feel. Let's see if I can get this thing to work. It only works when I don't want it to work. That's usually what happens. Anyway, former senior White House advisor Valerie Jarrett has graced us with her opinion on Susan Rice's unmasking and scandal. Now, according to Jarrett, America has nothing to worry about. There's nothing to see here. Move along. Whatever Rice did was right, she said. Now, notice, she doesn't say what Rice did. Is she insinuating that she doesn't know what Rice did? You know, I find all of this just extremely amazing. Can you imagine, again, if somebody on the right did this? Or this is the way somebody on the right approached it? Now, according to Jarrett, again, America has nothing to worry about. There's nothing to see here. Whatever Rice did was right. No matter what anyone says about her, her character is unassailable, and her actions are a beacon of justice, right? This is, Bergdahl served this country proudly, didn't he? I mean, served this country with honor. These people have it all backwards. They've got everything at 180 degrees. They believe lie to be truth. They believe fake news to be real news. Actually, they put it out there, so what else? They can't find the truth to save their butt, so they make it up as they go. And it has to be right because they thought about it. She even decided to compare the accusations against Rice to those leveled against Obama about his place of birth and religious affiliation. She said, I suspect that it was meant to calm our fears about both Obama and Rice's integrity. But I'm not sure that she accomplished the goal. She's more or less just pointed out that all the possible criminals are bunched together. Think about it. Her, Jared, Obama, Rice, Clinton, Kerry. The list just goes on. This is like... This is just like a... They're already in jail. If we had just put a barbed wire fence around the White House, it would look exactly like a California jail, especially with the people that were in it. I'm Joe Mesiti, your host. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We're going to get right to my next guest because I have so much to learn. Retired General Paul Vallely joins me, and General, always have a good time when you're on with me.
Well, thank you, Joe. This is my third show today, so I hope I'm not going to be too repetitious.
Hey, look, I just need a couple of things going on. First is, you know, with the bombing in Syria, I've been telling people, I wrote a piece that said, look, he was within his constitutional rights to do this. He didn't declare war. He's not going to be, you know, he's not going to be in there for the next 3 years. You know, I mean, that, I would ask him to reach out to Congress to get permission for that. But one of the things I want to ask you about is, you know, they're saying this particular attack, the gas attack, may not even have been Bashar. What do you say?
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, so let's start off with, do you believe that this was a constitutional act by President Trump?
Well, the president has the authority to go ahead and take action such as this. We saw Reagan do it against Libya. We saw Grenada under Reagan. We've seen, you know, all sorts of situations where we'll go after specific targets that either are a threat to the United States or, in this case, a threat to humanity of killing innocent women and children when nobody else would take action. And when we see the complicity of Russia now in this attack. So, again, I've been there in Syria with it the day after it happened before, very early on. So this guy's a tyrannical dictator. He continues to kill his own people, creating this massive refugee problem. And that's why Russia's got to understand he's got to move on. They've got to have a new leadership council, a new interim government for Syria. That's the solution. And I hope Secretary Tillerson can negotiate this when he's in Russia this week.
Yeah, and again, the reason I want to hit home on this quite a bit with you is because I'm getting all these conspiracy theories that these were Syrian rebels
sure.
that did this, that the white hats are,
mm-hmm.
you know, the white hats were, and I'll allow them to speak, but I want some proof here, because the bottom line is one of them asked me, so what would be the upside to Bashar doing this right now? So what does he gain by this?
Well, he still feels threats that are occurring from some of the opposition forces, to include in-country groups, I would say, al-Nusra, Free Syrian Army. And then you got the ISIS forces in the north, in the Raqqa area. So there's lots of things going on in that country. And what he always does, even when he goes after any of the opposition forces, he always ends up bombing innocent civilians, children. So he's got a pattern of this, and it's been there over the last 4 or 5 years. So there it is. He's his own proof.
And the Russians, as far as what's going on there now, you know, we're hearing reports today that they knew that he was going to gas his people some time ago and did absolutely nothing about it.
Yeah, well, that's out there. I don't know. But certainly we warned the Russians we were going in with an attack on the airfields, or the airfield, I should say. I think there'll be a second round of these attacks. Because we only took out part of the MiGs that were over there. But keep in mind, he has done this via helicopter, barrel bombs. He's done it via artillery shells and rockets. And, of course, he's done it through the jets, the MiGs, the Russian aircraft that he has. So he's done it all ways. And there's all proof of that. So, you know.
Well, what did bombing the airstrip actually accomplish in your mind?
He knocked out part of their capability to deliver by aircraft.
Okay.
He didn't totally, those strikes didn't totally destroy all the aircraft. Like I said, I don't know how many helicopters were destroyed, any of the artillery inventories that they may have, what we call, the explosive containment areas there where they store all of these. So only part of his capability was taken out.
So tell me what this does for us as far as, let's just take our allies at first. Is there a renewed sense that we're there to help them, we're on their side, or are they still waiting? Are they still cautiously optimistic?
No, they're for the most part, even the Saudi Arabians are plotting Trump for taking this action, which it's been supported by many different countries, al-Sisi in Egypt. I think it was very timely that the Chinese president was in Mar-a-Lago when he ordered this. It certainly sends a signal to the Chinese and the puppet regime in North Korea that there is, in fact, a new sheriff in town in the United States, and we are going to take action. If there's any threat like this to people, innocent people around. You can go back to what Hitler did in Nazi Germany when countries did nothing. And so you can't depend on the United Nations to take any action. They'd have to have a series of meetings and so on. NATO's not going to do it. None of the Arab countries seem to have any fortitude or strength or cojones to do it. So it's always left to the one major superpower, that's the United States. Now, that doesn't mean we've been right all along, you know, in our actions in the Middle East. But certainly, if you look at all these actions we've taken, which have not been good, we've created vacuums in the Middle East. But mm-hmm. you can't let innocent women and children continue to be murdered and create this tremendous refugee problem. So hopefully Tillerson's going to meet with Lazarov. I met with Ambassador Bogdanov 3 weeks ago when I was in Moscow. And the Russians would like to move forward on some resolutions in Syria. But as I've said on a couple earlier shows today, Joe, Assad must go, and they must have a new leadership council and a new interim government.
Yeah, not leave a vacuum is what you're saying. They need to put somebody in there.
Right.
Yeah, okay. And you know, what's funny was the, I know it's only one, but they had one fellow on CNN that was being interviewed, a Syrian refugee from there. He said they don't want to leave their country. They are applauding President Trump for doing what he did. They don't want to leave. They want a safe place to go back to. So,
exactly.
I'm sure there's more than one, you know what I'm saying? So,
there's millions of them that want to go back, and they need a secure area. That's why we recommended to Secretary Tillerson to present in Moscow that these safe zones must be created in western Syria along the Mediterranean as soon as possible, destroy ISIS this year, neutralize it to the point that they're out of business, and then from there they can move east towards Aleppo and start this resettlement and reconstruction, what I call the Renaissance Plan for Syria.
Well, you know, and we'll be right back with General Valley. He's got so much insight, so much that he knows about going on in the Middle East. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I just want to jump right on it because I don't want to lose any time with my guest. You're going to learn so much about what's going on in the Middle East. Retired General Paul Vallely joins me, and the general has been all over the world. He's been back and forth to Syria numerous times, back and forth to Russia numerous times. And does that make you part of the Trump team if you've been back and forth to Russia? I mean, Does Susan Rice have anything on you, or made up anything on you, or uncovered you, or something?
And I don't really care. It doesn't bother me a bit. Yeah. I do what I have to do heading up the Stand Up America Foundation, our non-government NGO organization. And we do what we have to do to promote security in the world. And, you know, I've got a better intelligence network, I think, than the CIA does when it comes to world events happening.
Yeah.
So
let's get back to the action that was just taken by the president and bombing the Syrian airstrip. Now, obviously, we just talked about our allies, but our enemies have to be sitting back now and looking and thinking, okay, there's a new sheriff in town. How far will he go? What will he do? What do you think is going on? Let's just look at Iran, right? North Korea. What do you think is going through their minds right about now?
Oh, they're sitting back saying, oh, wait a minute. We better take some precautions here and caution to move forward on any of the initiatives that we may have. The Iranian nuclear program, continued support of Hezbollah by Iran. You got to have Erdogan in Turkey, not our enemy, but, we're not sure where he's at. You got, the little fat guy, in North Korea there. And so the Chinese, I'm sure, have carried a message back. But, you know, our enemies aren't all that many. You got ISIS, you got North Korea, you got Iran. Other than that, we have a lot of friends out there in the world, and we have even more friends and confidence and respect now with Trump than we've had in decades.
What about North Korea? You've got China that I won't say they have control, but they have some influence with that short little guy there. But they are pretty much, are they unmanageable? Should we be concerned with what they're doing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why we still have over 25,000 troops there. The 7th Fleet has been ramped up again. It's one of the, probably the top fleet in the world, with a tremendous conventional and unconventional capability. We have South Korea's, which is one of the finest and well-trained armed forces, much more so than North Korea. North Korea has thousands of artillery pieces, though, and rockets all aimed at South Korea, plus a nuclear capability of, in some phases of success. And this young kid over there, the nutcase, you never know when he'll order his generals to pull the trigger. But I can guarantee you, he pulls one trigger over there with all the artillery and rockets in the 7th Fleet that we have against North Korea. He'll be devastated within 60 minutes. That's how much power we have there.
But the Chinese can't want that, can they?
I don't think after the meeting in Mar-a-Lago last week, I think there'll be a new posturing over there. So we'll have to see what happens.
God, I mean, because
they have the message, Joe.
All right, because they've been walking all over us for years. I mean, creating those, creating their islands, you know, and even challenging some of our aircraft,
right.
and that, you know, I worry about stuff like that because, you know, there's a habit, there's a pattern that's been laid down here for these guys, and now they're going to have to rethink all of that. And are they willing to back off that much?
Well, I think so, just because of the economy and financial business. Trade, that's more important to them. Yes, they're extending their sphere of influence in the South China Sea, just like Japan did prior to World War II. And so it's a power struggle, and from China's perspective, they want to control the sea lanes over there and don't want to be threatened by any other of the fleets that are roaming the area of the South China Sea. They're not going to attack the United States. China's not. I don't see them attacking any other countries over there. And as I said, their influence is at sea in the South China Sea with those islands, the Spratly Islands, as they call some of them. So they're posturing for strength. And again, it's about the sea lanes.
Now, Tillerson's heading over to Moscow. I think he's there already. I'm not sure. But what can he hope to get accomplished there? I mean, I realize that there's a lot of tension there between us and them. Is there not?
Well, I'll give you some inside information. When I was there, I teed it up for Putin to meet Trump probably in June, prior to the G20 meeting in July. I've recommended to Ambassador Bogdanov that it be in Reykjavik, Iceland, just like Reagan had met Gorbachev. So look for that. I think number two, look for more movement perhaps for Assad to be moved out and a leadership council and new interim government be brought in. I think you're going to see Russia maybe moving towards these safe, secure zones. Because they're not going to leave their port fleet there in the TARDIS or their airfield, what they have located in Latakia, all in the Mediterranean Sea. So Russia will be there for a while, and to me, we've got to work somehow through all of this, and we have to do it with Russia, in my opinion. So I think you'll see several things on the table over there.
You know, you and I have had this conversation years gone by, but should we be the world's police? I mean, should we be the person that steps in when the crap starts hitting the fan? Okay. And there's no upside for us, is there?
No, we should not be. We should never have been. You know, even when I look back at Vietnam, I remember 1965 sitting at dinner one night as an aide to several generals were having dinner, and they were trying to scratch their head trying to figure out why we were in Vietnam, because Vietnam was never a threat to the United States. We have people, including myself, look back now. Iraq was never a threat to the United States. Yes, they had some chemical and biological weapons, but they couldn't have done anything on attacking the United States other than supporting maybe some scattered jihadi cells or something like that. So,
what about Iran and North Korea? I mean, they pose a threat to us, do they not?
Oh, absolutely. That's why we're watching them closely.
Okay.
Israel's watching Iran even closer. They're prepared to launch within an hour if they have to. Yes, but that's what you do with threats. You watch them. You make sure that you posture your position in the dealing of peace through strength. And from that, if they step out of line, for example, if the Iranians try to attack any of our ships again, they're going to get blown out of the water now.
Good.
So that's what you do.
I mean, come on. That was rock skipping for us. We should have just won. We should have just sunk one of them. It would have been all over.
There you go. Anyhow. They backed off.
Right. I mean, come on. You would have never seen them again. Last time you were on with me, I don't know if I hit this with you, but can we really eliminate ISIS in 30 to 45 days, or is that just military talk?
Well, I was at the Valdez conference in Moscow 3 weeks ago, and the theme of the conference was when does tomorrow come in the Middle East? And 10 out of the 12 countries that were there were Arab countries, including a session I had with the senior advisor to the Saudi king. And so basic consensus opinion of the Arab countries there that ISIS will cease to exist by the end of the year.
Interesting. And
now that doesn't mean they won't pop up some other place,
sure.
You know, surface and more in strength in Afghanistan, Pakistan, also in Africa, but basically they're going to be neutralized in Syria and Iraq.
Interesting. All right, General, I know you're doing some great, great, great work with Stand Up America. Tell people what you got going on and how they can help you.
Well, go to standupamericaus.org. That's one of our foundations. We post there every day, and we have a tremendous archives there of everything that's gone on with Stand Up America for the last 10 years. We primarily focus on national security, but we are dependent upon Americans out there supporting us. So standupamericaus.org, and then our other foundation is the Soldiers Memorial Fund.org, which helps our veterans, armed forces, families, and so on. In need. So either of those foundations, we would ask the people support us.
Great. And, General, as usual, thank you so much for being with me today. I appreciate what you do for the country. I actually appreciate the information you give me, you know what I'm saying? It makes me sound important, like I have a clue. But I'm sure we'll have to check
Joe.
In. Yeah, well, to my family, because, you know, who else is going to feed them? I'll check in with you again next week, because, I mean, this stuff is hot and it's moving pretty quickly, and I'm really curious to see what's going to happen over there. So, again, you be healthy, you be good, and we'll catch up with you later on. And don't go far. I've got a lot coming up after the break. There's 150,000 Chinese troops being moved to the northern North Korean border. I don't know what that means, but it's got to be important.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Crap, I tell you. We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there, including buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Also, if you have the guts, look, I am tired of the anti-Trumpers, anti-Americans, anti-everything, anti-anything that I believe in. How's that? I'm tired of them. I am tired. If you're one of those, I'm tired of you. Okay, it's really that simple. We've got a shirt. We did a couple of shirts. You can head up to the website. You can find them there in the store, in the Real Side store. And they just simply say stand. And I shouldn't say that. They don't just simply say stand. They say stand. Okay. You're gonna have me show them. Yeah. Okay. So they say stand on them. Okay. And it's stand for liberty. It's stand for freedom. It's stand for what we believe. All the things that we believe in here on the real side. Not just here, but you guys believe in too. Yes, thank you. But, you know, I don't know. Anyway, the shirts say, like, you know, Stand for America. And one of them, somebody didn't get. How's that? Yeah, you see? You like that? Set forward? Yeah, that works. Okay, whatever. Anyhow, you get the idea. One of them has the resist thing on it, you know, the insignia on it, and then Stand is crossed over it. Because you got those yohos, those Soros-paid soldiers, that are covered from neck to heels with something that says resist on it. Well, no. No. If anybody's going to resist, it's us. We're going to resist you yohos that are going against the Constitution, that don't want to honor a constitutionally elected president. I mean, we had to honor the guy that won twice that we didn't much care for, and we're gonna find out before my last heartbeat. We will find out what a sham that last administration was pulled over on us with all the lying and the things that were done. Susan Rice, part of the Lion team. I mean, seriously, wait to what's uncovered. The reason, look at, when people lie a lot, when that is their way of life, they are constantly in a chaotic scenario, chaotic state. Now, these guys have got to be dying because they know what's going to be uncovered. And even in putting their people in place, I just learned today there were over 500 positions that they're waiting to be filled by the Senate. And that goes to the Department of Justice. The biggest punch being to the Department of Justice. Now, why would you need that many people in the Department of Justice if you weren't going to do anything with them? Look, mark my words. I believe, from what I've read, from what the general said to a few others, I believe that once the DOJ is fully staffed, you're going to see Comey going to have to resign or leave. Because he's not going to want to be associated with or found out, if you would. And I think he did some things. I think he kept his mouth shut. I think he overlooked things because he didn't want the aggravation. He just simply didn't want the aggravation. You know, he liked his heart beating, I guess, is what I'd say. And you know what? You know as well as I do what it could be like. And these guys are threatened on a regular basis. Look at it. You can go to my website. You can find a list of I don't know, you can't call them Clinton survivors because they didn't quite make it. People that work for the Clintons knew a little bit too much. Even a state trooper in Arkansas who told one of his drinking buddies that he was going to be dead soon because he just knew way too much. And guess what? He was dead soon. And the UN, you know, this Syria thing, I just love this. The reason guys like me, and I love the people who love go, well, don't you know what the UN does for the world? Yeah, very little. They look like they do a lot, but really, they're great at distributing food. Load up those trucks with food, they're great at that. But they blew this one in Syria. And you know, and again, Nikki Haley is becoming my new UN hero, because she is calling them on the carpet on everything. And the UN blew this whole Syria thing. Seriously, we should have been bringing up resolution after resolution after resolution, trying to do something to slow them down. It's really that simple. If they're there to help, you know, you got NATO. I mean, at what point in time do these people that we're paying for step up and do what they're supposed to be doing? And then let's move over to, you know, Rice. God, my God. There is no way in God's creation. No way. No. Let me be clear. Let me be perfectly clear. There's no way that Obama didn't know what was going on. Some of the moves he made, some of the things he did, and giving total access to raw information, raw security information to all of the security, you know, departments, was unheard of. It just wasn't done before. Anyway. And I love what's going on today. Even today, the only thing that the mainstream media can hang on is, did Trump do this constitutionally? They don't care about Rice. That's a distraction. Look, anything that points to their side is nothing more in their eyes than simple distraction. And that's just so wrong. Anyway, all right, we did that one, Ah, this is a good one. A couple of parents have really, really come unglued. Because what they say is that they have a school or found schools that are forcing kids to convert to Islam. Now, they're being referred to, obviously, as, you know, mama bears, because they're pretty miffed, to put it cleanly. The story goes on to say, when the school introduced its students to a lesson about Islam, they promised parents that there's merely a tool to study religious effects on the world. Now, however, two mothers discovered that their children had been forced to declare Islam as the one true faith. Now, the furious mama bears delivered the perfect payback. There's one thing to learn that Muslims believe that Islam is the one true faith. Just like Christians believe that Christianity is the one true faith. Jews believe, majority of them do anyway, that they've got the faith. I mean, why would you be in a faith? Why would you be following something? Why would you be trusting your eternal life to something that you don't really believe in? That kind of goofy? After Christian mothers Libby Hilsenrath and Nancy Geyer found out that their children were coerced into literally converting to Islam during propaganda disguised as learning tools, the school quickly realized that they had messed with the wrong moms and willing to allow New Jersey's Chatham Middle School to get away with shoving Islam and only Islam down their susceptible students' throats. The irate parents stormed a school district school board meeting on February 6th, demanding that the religious favoritism be halted immediately. Now, unfortunately, that protest failed. However, unlike the Republicans in Congress, they had a plan B ready to go. And the school never saw it coming. After the indigent mothers were ignored in the school board meeting, they filed a massive lawsuit against the middle school for violating the child's religious rights. I love it. I think it's wonderful. See, David Beagle's on the show from time to time, and the one thing that he's told me, the way he beat the SEIU is he used their tactics on them. He took their playbook and he flipped it on them, which is what we need to start doing with these people at the school board levels. And I'm on a school board. I encourage you to push for what's right for your kids. Now, they filed a massive lawsuit against the middle school for violating the child's religious rights and promoting a religious bias on taxpayer money. The Chatham Pageant reports that the women had hired Thomas Moore Law Center, which specializes in suing on the behalf of Christians who are denied their First Amendment rights. Still, the second, the scorned mothers didn't stop there. Just before filing the lawsuit, they cleverly publicized the school's stealthy indoctrination, exposing the propagandized lessons on Fox News with Tucker Carlson. It's a great place to put it out there. Although the school has denied lessons of any of the other major religion, the Islamic curriculum included forcing seventh graders to declare, "May Allah help us all find the true faith, Islam," and force them to view a video about the five pillars of Islam. Now, that would be fine if they forced the kids to watch a video on the Ten Commandments. What do you think? In the video, the Muslim boy teaches the non-Muslim boy about the five pillars of Islam. The Christian Post, as reported in the Christian Post, additionally a subtle of, subtitle of bright, I'm running out of time, so I'm going quicker. Subtitle of bright, multicolored words of various shapes pronounces a form of the Islamic conversion creed. And then the video prompts them, students, to chant the Islamic conversion declaration. Now, as a Christian, I would look at the teacher and say, no, not going to do it. Not going to do it. You want to give me an F? My dad will be in here by 3 o'clock, I guarantee it. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with us. Hey, we got a lot more coming up at the break. If you're on Facebook, you have got to restart. Not my rule there. It's at the top of the hour. Anyway, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back in some areas in just a couple minutes.